in Siman Chav Zayin of Igeres HaKedesh, which is a consolation letter, a letter of consolation to Chassidim over the passing of Rabbi Nachum Mendel HaRadoker, who was a colleague of the Alter Rebbe's and also his teacher after the Maggid passed away, until the time that Rabbi Nachum Mendel HaRadoker moved to Israel and there passed away in 1788. So the Alter Rebbe writes that the tzaddik is present in this world and continues his work in this world, affecting his talmidim and his followers and so on, which is the meaning of the statement shavak chayim l'chol chay, that he leaves life, the life of a tzaddik, which is faith and fear and love. He leaves all this for his talmidim because he remains attached and devoted to the needs of his followers. In fact, there is a presence of the tzaddik in this world after he passes away that is greater than his presence while he was here on earth, that comes only after he passes away and is not available while he is alive. And this, the idea that the tzaddik could be more present after death than during life, this is what the Alter Rebbe comes to explain in the Biur, in the explanation on the previous letter. We're on page 292. This is for the 14th day of Cheshvan. The number at the bottom of the page is 568. Biur al Hanal, an elucidation for the letter, for the preceding letter. Isa b'zeira kodesh, it says in the Zehar, the tzaddik or dispate, the tzaddik who passes away, ishtakach b'kulu almin, is present in all the world, yate mibuchayei, more than when he was alive. Tzarech lahavin, so we have to understand, teinach b'eilam Yisrael yenim, it is understood that in the higher worlds, he is more present. Ishtakach yatir, he is more present there, Baalei Seishama, because his soul goes up and rises to those higher worlds when he passes away. Aval Be'elam Hazeh, but concerning this world, Eich Ishtakach yatir, how is it that he is more present now, after he passes away? Yesh Leimar, so this can be understood, Al Derech Mashe Kibalti, Al Maimer Chazal, based on what I was taught, on the statement of the sages, the Shavak Chayim L'chol Chai, that a person who passes away leaves life for the living. Keneda, it is known, Shachaye HaTzadik, the life of a tzadik, Einam Chayim Psariyim, is not physical life, the life of the flesh, Kiyim Chayim Ruchniyim. Rather, the life of a tzadik is a spiritual life. Shehem, the elements of life for the tzaddik, he are emunah, faith, the yira, and fear of God, the av and love of God, ki be'emunah ksiyiv, because concerning emunah, it says, v'tzaddik be'emunah seyichya, the tzaddik lives with his faith. So we see that faith is equal to life, means life. U'b'yira ksiyiv, yira sashem l'chayim, concerning fear of God, it says, fear of God brings life. Those who fear God are destined for life, destined to live. So we see that fear is also synonymous with life. Will be avoksiv, and concerning love it says, Redev tzedakah v'chesed yim tzachayim, he who pursues justice and kindness will find life, v'chesed hu ahavam. And chesed is love. The attribute of chesed is where love comes from. Shleish amidei seilu, and these three attributes, the emunah, yira, and ahava, the three of them, heim b'chol eilam v'eilam adreim hamayleis, they exist in all the worlds, up to the highest levels, hake l'fi era b'chinas mayleis eilam eze al zeh, depending on the level or the quality of the world. each world being higher than the preceding world, b'derech ilo ve'olo k'neidan. Each world is like a chain. Each world being a link in that chain, and the chains are connected in such a fashion that the upper half of the lower link interacts or intertwines with the lower half of the upper link, so that there is a chain of levels, and they are connected in a gradual process from the lower part of the upper link to the higher part of the lower link. And in that way, you have a descent from the highest levels down to the lowest levels. And in each of these levels, there is the presence of faith and fear and love that is consistent, equal to the condition or the quality of the world in which it exists. And as the Rebbe will say later, that even in this world, in the physical world, there is also the presence of these levels. In the Hayem Yom for the 14th of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that the Pasuk says, Me'Hashem etzade gever kenonu, God directs the steps of man. Every Jew has a mission in life, and that is that he occupies himself with the constructive work of making a dwelling place for God, a dira b'tachteinu. Everyone, regardless of his level or his location, must, through effort and through search, seek out a spiritual livelihood with all the intensity of his strength, just as he intensely seeks a material livelihood. And this is so because the Pasuk goes on to say, Kidarkei Yechpatz, because he desires God's way. As it says of Avraham, for I know and I love him because he will teach it to his children and they will keep the way of Hashem. There are two ways. There's the way of nature and there's the way that transcends nature. God created the world in such a way that in man's eyes, to our perception, it appears to follow a pattern of nature. And this is called Elohim. So that would be called the way of Elohim. Torah and mitzvahs are the way of Hashem, which draws that which is higher than nature into nature. And by virtue of this service of God, in return, God blesses us with a blessing that comes from a place higher than nature and is given to us within nature.